Good morning and welcome to East Tennessee Now, a weekly public affairs program featuring some of the people and organizations that make our community such a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Here's your host for East Tennessee Now.
Good morning and thank you for listening to East Tennessee Now. I'm Michelle Silva. A Hand Up for Women is a nonprofit ministry offering life management and career readiness resources for women suffering from addiction, abuse, poverty, and despair. And over its 20 years of existence, more than 120 women have graduated from its program. And this week, A Hand Up for Women will be hosting their annual gala at the Grand Event Center to celebrate the women of the program, along with A Story of Miracles, a story that we'll learn more about from today's guest, Eva, from A Hand Up for Women, who joined Darius Williams to talk about this very special event.
Good morning. My name is Darius Williams, and thank you for listening to East Tennessee Now. Hand Up for Women is a life management and career readiness ministry that brings dignity, self-confidence, and hope to women who might otherwise remain trapped in addiction, abuse, poverty, and despair. And coming up this Thursday, they will be celebrating their 19th annual gala, A Story of Miracles, to help benefit the Hand Up for Women organization. To talk more about it, I have Eva from Hand Up for Women in the studio this morning. How are you doing today?
I am well, Darius. It's great to be here with you.
Lovely, lovely. It's great to have you as well here in the studio with us. You were telling me that you guys have been working really hard. This is the busiest time of the year with this gala. So how has it been putting everything together so far?
You know, if we keep doing it, we might do it right eventually. This is our, 19th, I think, but this one is by far the most important.
Why is that?
Our gala has always been our biggest fundraiser of the year. It usually raises about half of our yearly budget, but this year, because of what a miracle that happened that resulted in us having this beautiful new location, we've got a debt to pay, and I don't like being in debt. This is the first time in our 21 years of existence that we've been in debt.
Oh, wow.
So the folks that come to our gala this year, we hope they'll help us get rid of that.
So explain this debt that you guys took on. What happened?
Well, we had spent the last couple of years looking for a way to expand. We had a beautiful house on Fairview Street here in North Knoxville, but we had outgrown it. And one of the things that we wanted to do more of, in addition to classes and mentoring and support, is our ladies, they get their lives going the right way. They're leaving old, as I put it, old playmates and old playgrounds behind. Right. They've got their careers going, everything's going great, but they still can't afford market rent. Who can right now?
Oh, yeah, you're telling me.
Yeah. And so we wanted to be able to give them a temporary home to live in while they built their career, built their wages, and were able to work towards something of their own. So nothing we looked at or pursued worked out. So in a meeting one day, one of my committee members said, you know what, let's just take a break. Let's just stop and breathe and see what God brings our way. Everything we do is faith-based, so everything we do is sought to be whether or not it's what God would have us do. So we did that. That was on Thursday, a Thursday. And the following Tuesday, I got the opportunity to go look at a property that was presented to us by one of our major donors. And I thought, well, isn't this beautiful? And then I saw the price tag. And I thought, he has lost his mind because there's no way we can afford this, and he knows it.
Right.
But we went and looked, and it was perfect. But again, we just couldn't afford it. We made an offer. It was rejected. So a couple of days later, he gives us the news that he has purchased this property for us.
Oh, wow.
then turns around and bought our location on Fairview here mm-hmm. and said, all I ask is that you pay me the difference in the two properties.
Wow.
So we got a property that's worth close to $1 million for
$425,000. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a deal.
Isn't it, though? That's why the gala's story of miracles, because mm-hmm. stuff like that just doesn't happen.
It really doesn't. Yeah. God definitely blessed you with that one right
Big
there.
Big time.
What are the criteria for selecting these women? You said you only work with 15 at
a
time. So what criteria must they meet to be a part of the program?
Well, to be over 18, and I guess a cliche would be they're sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Right.
They've got to be ready for a commitment, because we require 90% attendance in classes 2 nights a week. We require that they have a growing relationship with that mentor. They have to be ready to take some solid steps, and they have to know we're not a resource giver. They're not going to get any stuff from us.
Right.
This is truly about changing your life so that you can plot the course for a productive life for yourself.
For sure.
And you know, Darius, sometimes it's a gut thing with me, because the first thing they do after filling out an application is they come and interview with me.
Right.
And you kind of get a sense of, you know, who's playing me and who's ready.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually spot on. And if it's not in that, when they get into orientation and find out the commitment, they'll go, oh, maybe not. So if they stick with us after that, we know it's good.
Right, for sure. So what are some specific examples of the types and programs and services that you all provide?
Our classes could be divided into three categories: life management, career readiness, and spiritual development. Life management is so varied. Like I said, stuff like basic car care, because I hate to see women get taken advantage of by mechanics.
Oh, yeah.
To emotionally based things like making peace with your past, anger management, what forgiveness really is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, career readiness, some of it is typical stuff like interviewing and dressing well for interviewing and that kind of thing.
Right.
But it's also about, what does an employee of integrity look like?
Mm-hmm.
We have employers come in and say, ladies, here are the skills we need. It's not a big degree. It's not excellent computer skills. It's, are you going to show up?
Right.
Are you going to show up on time? Are you going to do your job and maybe a little more?
Right.
And then the spiritual development, again, that's sort of interwoven into everything we do. And it all comes together to come around every aspect of what a woman's life is about.
No, for sure. What's one of the most powerful success stories that you have seen from a woman that's come through your program?
Oh, boy. Well, my house manager, because we do have, in our new place, we have room for three ladies to live right now.
Mm-hmm.
My house manager, Kim, is a longtime graduate of the program. She actually grew up in a pretty well-to-do family. She says she was a spoiled brat.
Right.
But, sorry that you're a guy, but I have to say, guys will take them in the ditch quicker than anything.
Hey, I know.
And those choice, it's their choice.
Yeah.
But Kim got involved with a guy who showed her how much money you can make selling drugs.
Mm.
And she was addicted to that money. And then she said, well, let me see what this is all about. So she tried it.
Right.
And man, she had about a $600 a day cocaine habit.
Oh, man.
Crack habit.
Yeah.
So long story short, she wound up in rehab 2 or 3 times, didn't work, wound up homeless here in Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
And an officer pulled up one day and said, Kim, I need your next of kin's information. And she said, why? he said, because it's only a matter of time before I'm going to find you dead in a dumpster somewhere.
Jeez.
Yeah. And that was kind of a wake-up call.
Right.
So she went to a recovery program here in Knoxville where she learned about us, because a lot of times we're the next best step.
Right.
Once someone gets clean, once someone leaves that abusive relationship. So she came to us, and about that time she found out her father had stage 4 colon cancer. But here's the good part. He got to see his daughter clean and sober for 2 years before he passed away.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah. And so by that time she'd moved back to Kentucky, where she was from, and 2 years ago, she really felt God saying, you need to go back to Stand Up for Women and show these other women what can be done.
Right.
So it just so happened that the position was open. She came down, and so now she's our house manager. She has made the house a home for the women that live there. She's also working in our office. And so the ladies look at her and go, good night. You were on the street.
Right.
You know, you smoke. No way.
Yeah.
So that's a huge inspiration. That's one of like 100 stories.
No, for sure. I feel like that's a very, it makes a big impact.
It does.
On the ladies that come through, because she's a walking example.
Yep.
Of how effective the program is.
Yeah.
You know, that's a walking testimony right there.
Yes, it is.
That's lovely. So for the gala coming up this Thursday, for people who are listening who want to see it for themselves, how can they get involved or get a ticket, or how can they get involved?
Well, there's two ways. If it's just an individual or a couple that would like to come, tickets are $65 a piece, and you can call the office at 865-525-9696 about that. Or if you're thinking, hey, I would really like to invest with this and bring some folks, you can host a table of 8 for $500.
Okay.
And that pays for the meal and everything for your guests. And then, of course, they'll have the opportunity to invest in us financially at the end.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Are you all accepting volunteers to help at the house?
Oh, always, always. In fact, we're having a mentor training on the 23rd of March. Then we always have openings for folks to bring meals. You wouldn't believe how many of our women can't tell you the last time they had a home-cooked meal.
Man.
Yeah. Wow. And it's not just them. We pack the leftovers up for them to take. And, I mean, you talk about loving on somebody.
Right.
I mean, we love people with food.
Yeah.
So we always need those. We're expanding the program from 12 months to 18 months. So we'll be looking for some new instructors on different topics. So, oh, yeah, we're at a place of incredible growth. So we need folks.
Awesome. Awesome. Is there an age limit for volunteers?
Is there a what?
An age limit for volunteers?
Oh, no. No. You know, it's funny. Our graduates have ranged in age from 19 to 67.
Oh, wow.
So you have all ages represented. So, no, there's not an age limit. And of course, we're not getting, you know, some high schooler says, hey, I need community service hours. You know, we're not going to put them mentoring someone, but
yeah.
Yeah, they can come and help clean up around the place or do a meal,
right.
Just sit and encourage the women.
Right. Find something for them to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, is there anything else people should know about the gala coming up this Thursday?
Well, it's February 29th. It's at the Grand Event Center. Those of us still know it as the Expo Center, that's not as fancy.
Right.
It's at 6:30. It's going to be all about the women. There's no big name speaker, none of that jazz. It's all about the women, because that's who we are, and that's what folks want to invest in.
Right.
So that's the details.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Eva, I really do appreciate you
coming
in this morning. Make sure you all support Hand Up for Women, their gala this Thursday, February 29th, at the Grand Event Center, It's going to be a lovely time. Story of miracles. That's a fantastic story that you shared with us.
Thank you.
This morning about that miracle. So I hope the best for you and the organization this year. Hope you have a very prosperous 2024.
Thank you. I'll let you know.
For sure. For sure. Well, most definitely. Once again, Eva, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Coming in this morning, and good luck with the gala. Make sure you all support it. And thank you at home for listening to East Tennessee Now.
Thank you, Eva, for joining us this morning. And folks, please be sure to support the annual Hand Up for Women Gala this Thursday, or you can support them online at ahandupforwomen.org. Thank you so much for listening. East Tennessee Now is an MWC Knoxville production. I appreciate you sharing your morning with me. I'm Michelle Silva, and we'll talk to you soon. Remember, East Tennessee Now is available on demand as a podcast from iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You've been listening to East Tennessee Now, a weekly public affairs program featuring some of the people and organizations that make Knoxville and East Tennessee such a great place to live. If you have a suggestion for the program, we'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27100, Knoxville, Tennessee 37927, or call the studios at 865-525-6000. That's 865-525-6000. East Tennessee Now is a presentation of Midwest Communications Company.